Welcome to Apple at Work, podcast about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. Back on the show is our friend Alcir from Mosul, here to talk about managed service providers. Alcir, how's it going?
Doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Well, we're talking before the show about it's getting warm. It's almost summer. I love it. I love this time of year. It's like Memorial Day. But Memorial Day is like my favorite holiday because I love – it's like it's kind of the kickoff to summer. And it's – I don't know. Everybody's in a good mood. Everybody's relaxed. It's good. I wear these shorts. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're called Bird Dogs. Have you ever heard of Bird Dogs?
Nope.
Okay. So they're these – like they're like the best shorts for the summer. All right. You're going to have to Google these after. So what they are – they have built-in underwear, and maybe TMI, but they do have like built-in underwear. So the best guy shorts, and they have like tons of different materials, and you can literally they have versions that look like khaki shorts, and so you could like wear them to play golf, you could wear them you know kind of around the office, but then you could go swimming in them, and they dry really quick. So I always say May to August for me is Bird Dog season. So it's officially Bird Dog season for me. So yeah, you have to check those out. So if anybody's listening, I can tell you, if you're a guy and you need some summer shorts, Bird Dogs are the best. But we're not here to talk about Bird Dogs. We're here to talk about MSPs. And you all recently introduced a new managed service provider program. And before we get started, can you just kind of run through what was in this announcement?
This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Mosul. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Mosul is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Mosul is more than an Apple MDM. Mosul is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mosul.com. That's business.mosyle.com. Thanks to Mosul for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we did release last week Mosul Fuse MSP. That's our very first product designed specifically for Apple MSPs. And it is the result of years of exposure with Apple MSPs. We have been working with them for quite a while. We really enjoyed that experience. But so far, our exposure was always through a regular customer account. So we had a technical tools that would allow a regular Mosul customer with a regular Mosul account to give access in a safe manner to an MSP, and that MSP to be empowered to not only provide technical actions, but also take care of billing and buying license. But again, there was always an end customer inviting the MSP into their account and giving them some power there. So the product was not specifically designed for MSP, and we had a phenomenal amount of great feedbacks and recommendations, and we could engage in great conversations with our MSP partners and learn a lot. And that resulted in our decision to get our best product and the highest selling product by far at Mosul, that's Mosul Fuse, and redesign that, creating workflows and a structure that would accommodate what the real day-to-day of MSP is, or an Apple MSP is, based on everything we learned from then. So Mosul Fuse MSP is the result of that. It's definitely and will always be, as any Mosul product, a work in progress. So really no goal to address every single thing we could ever do for MSPs there, but that does bring a lot of the key points that we heard from our MSP friends during the past years. But mainly, that give us, Mosul, a new tool, a new way to develop an or to think and design tools specifically for MSP. Now we have a product that is specialized on MSPs, and the opportunity that we have right now to be able to consider tools, workflows that would be great for MSP, but maybe not ideal for end customers, and just implement that on the MSP product. So having that freedom to also start thinking only about MSPs for me is a great, great benefit. I'm very excited with that. I manage Mozo in general, but I lead product and I love it. So I'm personally excited about having this new product that I can work moving forward to make better and better and better. But we are very excited with this first version.
I remember hearing, I can visibly remember watching a YouTube video. It was like a vendor presentation, and they were talking, this was probably 10, 11 years ago. And they were citing some Gartner stats about how critical MSPs were going to be for end customers, you know, IT teams, you know, in enterprise, over like the next 10 to 15 years. And it was like, I don't remember the stat, but it was like a pretty high stat. And that's one of those, like you kind of eye roll, but you know, over time they've really been right. And I talked to, some, you know, MSPs and just what are they doing? What are the trends? Who are their customers? And I sort of always thought, you know, the MSPs, they were focusing on like your independent insurance agency with five people in the office. And that was who my mindset was. And that obviously is a target for MSPs. Like they want to serve those customers. Those are, you know, they don't have in-house IT teams. But then the more I talk to people and learn about who their customers are, it's like, it's people you would assume have like, you know, massive IT staffs. And it's not that a lot of these companies like don't have IT staffs, but these IT staffs are, you have a lot on them, and really everything in an enterprise touches IT now. I mean, there's, you know, very little work, you know, you don't have memos passed around the office. Like almost everything a business does, communication and information wise is involved with IT. And in a lot of IT projects, like they're never over. So you deploy new project X, like you, IT's over that. So where MSPs have become a lifeline for IT teams that like maybe are having to do a lot more work and have a lot more responsibility, but they're not always getting the staffing to do that. So like, instead of saying like, hey, we need to hire five more people, they leverage an MSP to, you know, not outsource parts of their, you know, operation, but just to augment and help and to guide and to kind of have a turnkey experience. And I sort of look at it like, some people thought like, okay, when cloud-based email takes over, there's going to be IT people that are going to be out of a job. And that was like a lot of people's concern. I remember when Google Apps was rolling out, like that was the concern. It's like a lot of people, you know, they would go talk to a company. It's like, you know, you talk to the quote-unquote exchange person. It's like, yeah, we're not switching to Google. That I'll be out of a job. And it's like, you weren't. Like they were just like, because of digital transformation, IT touched so much more, and you just needed that. You just needed the help. And so the MSP world really reaches, you know, again, small companies, but also like just, you know, big companies where they just need the help. Has that kind of been your understanding from talking with your customer, your MSP clients as well?
Yeah. And like you mentioned a lot of points there. So let me try to use a little bit of several. So first, you're totally right. I believe technology is touching every single business right now, and not only every single business, but every single area on all the business. So we have a way, way higher exposure. At the same time, I believe the complexity and of the current scenario and the diversity of technology, right? Before technology, I don't know, 20 years ago, technology was basically that computer every employee in a few departments had on their desk. Now technology is everything. We have sensors everywhere, every single building, or even like every outdoor space on the companies are covered by Wi-Fi, and then we have very, very relevant security risks that must be addressed, not only in a high level like an attack, but also like in small configurations and all those systems. We have retail with very sophisticated device for point of sale. So like technology is everywhere right now. And it's not only like this this black box where like you call that IT and you go and you find that guy with like an IT title, and that guy knows absolutely everything about all those things. Like, that's not how it works. So I believe specialization is also playing a big role there. And inside of IT, you need a multitude of skills. And I believe this is really where the MSP is it's helping a very, very relevant manner the market, in special the SMB market, but also larger companies in specific areas where specialization is very critical. You can hire a great MSP, and that provider, the partner, will bring you a high level of expertise on basically all those different aspects of IT. And they will have very good access to providers. They'll be using the best tools on the market. They already went through that evaluation process. They already created frameworks for compliance, frameworks for security. So it's a very plug and play thing. And you basically can bring the partner that will take control of your entire IT needs. So it goes from setting up your network, making sure everything is protected, making sure employees get their device, making sure they have everything they need on their device, when you need to terminate someone or when an employee leaves, like how we get that device back and prepare for the next employee, how we take access out when there is a termination. It's a lot. And those MSPs, they bring a very plug-and-play solution for all those problems, in special for SMB. So when you look to the number of different IT professionals or different skills you need to hire as a SMB to cover all those needs, it's a lot. You'll probably talk about 3-4 people, and maybe you not have work for them full time. So you're probably not utilizing all their potential, but you still need them there because you need their specialization. So it's much cheaper probably to go and find a partner that you trust and can help you with all those needs and really focus on your job.
Well, and you said something in the beginning just about the what happens if you're, you know, if you maybe you have some infrastructure internally, you kind of got to quote unquote invite this MSP into your network, and you know it's really not a seamless experience, and it's a much better idea to kind of flip that where the MSP has customized solutions designed for the customer to make it easy. And this is not new. I mean, we've seen this, you know when cloud networking really became popular. This was, you know, a trend that we saw there too, where, yeah, you had end users using, you know, these cloud networking portals, but then the various vendors, they built MSP solutions. So when they, you know, it wouldn't be like, even like I'm thinking, if like you're a networking vendor and you were selling, you know, cloud networking with Wi-Fi and switches, you would sell this. You're like, hey, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, I need you to register, then invite me. It's like, no, that's like, that's not how this is going to work. And it's not that like the MSP even like owned the hardware or anything, but like clearly the customer just kind of wants a turnkey solution. They want the solution. They don't want the process. And that's what, so you want to make it as seamless for them as possible. Now, thinking through like the Apple focused MSP, mm-hmm. How do they help? I'm trying to think of the best way to frame this. Like, why are they becoming more and more of a part of the Apple ecosystem? So again, we're seeing the rise of MSPs, but you're also seeing Apple just grow rapidly in the enterprise. Is this just as simple as like customers want Apple and they need vendors that know Apple? And so is it as simple as that?
I don't know if it's as simple as that, but I believe you're right. I believe a first point there is Apple is growing, and no one can deny that. We see Apple growing on enterprise, and when we use enterprise word here, it's not only large companies. I believe Apple is growing on the corporate business world in a very aggressive manner. We continue to see customers replacing Windows device by Apple device on a daily basis, and we are very confident that this movement is compounding, and we'll see in 3, 4, 5 years from now a massive part of the market being operating Apple. And then it going back to your previous question, I believe that also adds to the need of specialization. So now it's not only the IT knowledge to manage deploy devices, the IT knowledge to manage deploy and secure Apple device, what is totally different than a Windows device. So as more companies embrace the Apple device for natural reasons that we probably talked about on this podcast in the past, they also need partners that can help with those. And there are not many. We see the majority of MSP players leveraging or putting the focus on Windows environments. But it's great to see this growing number of Apple specialized MSPs. And as you know us, we are huge in specialization. We have the privilege to work every day based on the assumption that the entire world is Apple, because that's our word, and that's a word we love. So our focus is 100% on Apple. So because of that, our focus, it's mainly on Apple MSPs, and those are the partners that we see as great customers for Mozilla Fuse MSP, and those are the people we are trying to help here. And it's amazing to see how they are not only growing in number, but in quality and skills. There are phenomenal companies out there with very great specialization, very deep knowledge on everything related to deploying and protecting Apple device on any work environment. And I believe Apple is also doing a great job. I don't know if you are aware, but Apple has a program called Apple Consultant Network that's actually putting together those Apple specialized MSPs and helping them with information, helping them with commercial exposure, helping them with access to all the Apple retail stores. Like basically every store has a business team. Those resources are very capable to help a business going to buy Apple device, and there is always that need for a help, and so they have access to the ACNs. So it's a great movement to see, and definitely it is becoming more and more frequent not only to see traditional MSPs to also embrace Apple, but mainly to see new MSPs joining the market with focus on Apple, and I love it. That's really where I believe it's our sweet spot.
Yeah, and I was reading about the launch of Fuse MSP that you all are refunding the cost of the Apple Consultants Network annual fee in form of a credit towards the license cost. So that's really cool. And again, it's helping those MSPs really get involved. What's been the reaction from your customers so far, your MSP customers? I know one of the big things here is centralized billing and individualized reporting. And I think that's the tech side of this is important, but also the business side of this is just as critical for MSPs.
Yeah, I believe of course when we are a software company, we have other software companies serving that MSP market, and it's very easy for us to when we decide to address that problem, say, hey, how we help MSPs, to just build tools, right? It's kind of the automatic way to go. But if you really stop a little bit and think, yes, that this is one of the needs, but MSPs in reality, they are also a small business. In some cases, it's someone that was managing a fleet of Apple device in a larger company, and the person always wanted to be entrepreneur and decide to just start their own company. So all the challenges that every new business will face, they are also facing, and they need to get customers. They need to make sure they have money to run the business. Cash flow is a big challenge. Marketing is probably the main challenge, and everyone is building tools, and not many of those tools are helping them with those other needs that, in my opinion, maybe are even bigger than the quality or the extent of the tools. So there was always something that was important on our on our requirements for this product, like how we not only build a product that will help with their workflows and make their job, like their technical job, easier, but how can we also empower them as business owners? And this is critical for me. And we end up deciding to do two things. One, and because we're talking about the ACN, is to be a member of the ACN community. There is an annual fee, a little bit less than $1,000 a year. And don't get me wrong, I believe there is a ton of value coming out of that fee. But it may be for a new MSP, a little bit challenging to have that. On the other side, that is bringing a lot of exposure to customers. It is opening doors with Apple retail folks. So it's very important for ACNs to be there. There's training, there's information, there's access to a dedicated Apple team that runs the ACN, a phenomenal team. So first thing is, like, let's make that more accessible to everyone. How can we help to make that more accessible? And what we decide to do here is really take the responsibility about that fee somehow. And when our MSP customers decide to become part of the ACNs, and the majority of them already are, we will refund that fee, 100% of that fee, towards credits on the license. So basically, they will be able to get that benefit from Apple at a zero cost, if they are, of course, also spending with natural license they'll need for customers. So it's one way to really incentivize them to get that benefit and access all the perks that comes with it without having to take any money out of the pocket in an annual basis. So that was one of the things, like, very innovative. I don't know anyone else on our market doing that. We're really proud to be the one bringing it. And to be really honest, I hope every other player on my market should do the same. And when I introduced that, I did not only with the focus to help our customers, but also with the focus of bringing something new to the market and make other providers a little bit uncomfortable and say, hey, yes, we need to think better about the business side of the Apple MSPs. And the second that has the same goal is cash flow. Everyone running a business knows that you can be unprofitable when running your business for quite some time, but if you have no cash flow, you can't make payroll next month. So having that cash available, it's very important. It's probably the most critical thing for any business, regardless of the size. And normally, solutions will charge or upfront or during the year. What we decided to do was really give them a long period where they don't need to be concerned about Mozo Fuel's costs for those customers. And considering Mozo Fuel will probably cover the large majority of the needs there, that basically means that they could run the first year of every single customer at a materially lower price, and everything that would come in form of, like, payment for the license would basically stay available for them to reinvest on their business and finance their cash flow. And that is the way we are doing that, is really understanding new customers. Mozo Fuel's MSP allows MSPs to separate customers inside of their product while also creating policies and pushing configurations on a global level, but they can also separate the device, the customers. And so we know when a new customer is created, and for that new customer, once that customer is created, the entire first year for all license added on that customer account will run with 100% commission. So basically means that they're getting back every single money they would be supposed to pay for license. And that money will be totally available for them to or hire more people to grow their business or invest on marketing or basically anything that will help them not only to be technically better, what is important, but mainly to create a stronger business. So we are really trying to partner as much as we can and take as much of responsibility we can on that business side as well. We want them to thrive. We want to be part of that story. We want to see a lot of health Apple MSP business around the country. So we really want to try to do everything we can here for that. And hopefully in the future, we'll find even more ways to do it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And again, the technical side of this is important, but just the ops side, I think, is critical. And I think that's where we ask, like, why do MSPs need an MDM that's focused on MSPs? Like, this is why. But also, I think one of the really neat things you all are doing is, you can automatically apply policies to all your current customers. So if there's an important change you need to make, you can do things down to the individual customer, but you can also make changes that apply to all customers. So it's great for the end user and great for the customer, but the MSPs can, have a lot of automation workflows as well.
You not only can, but you need in some moments, right? So if you get, let's give an example, high-level security configurations or hardening configurations. Those are pretty much universal. Like, you can define what is your overall recommendation for all customers, and you can create that set of configurations on the highest level, the MSP level. And it's amazing that you just add a new customer, just create a new account for a new customer, and all device on that account will immediately get all those configurations that are standard. However, we also have a lot of configurations that are really specific for the customers when they are integrating with other solutions, or when they are installing applications that require codes or tokens that will automatically put the device on a specific account for whatever solution they're running. That needs to be separated. We don't want customers mix it with that kind of critical access. And also on the Apple universe, we have the concept of the Apple push notification. So basically, you need to create a push certificate, and ideally, following all the best practices and recommendations that should be created per customer. Then you also have Apple Business Manager and School Manager integration that's also unique for each customer, and you will not want to mix them. You may have VPP, like the old VPP, but the apps and books license. So like it is a very Apple-specific way to manage device. I don't believe like the same mindset applies to Windows. And because of that, we need to design a product around those workflows. So how can we design a product? And MDM, but like we're going, again, we selected Fuse, and Fuse goes way beyond MDM. MDM is a very important part that is an enabler for everything else. But what we're basically doing is covering every single need on that endpoint. So from deploying to like continuous management, to securing all levels with privilege management, with EDR, with our new Zero Trust solution that is amazing, going through all security and compliance on online access, and great patch management with like automation for basically any app you want to install. All of that comes as a plug-and-play solution for all customers. You get a new customer and just connect then, and boom, everything will be there, ready to go, and you'll waste zero time.
And then, like you said, you can kind of separate these out. And it's funny, you said VPP, and there's like, you're like old school Apple.
You're getting older, right?
Yeah. Well, I think about all these people with like legacy accounts. It's like, it's like people that have one Google account, I envy them. And like people that have like a non-legacy, like Apple Business Manager account, you kind of envy them, because it's like all this, if you've had all this kind of legacy stuff, and it all works fine, but it's just kind of like, okay, I have way too many logins. But again, like you mentioned, like, you can manage these things individually. And there's some things that have to, push certificates, IDPs, VPN, various, email setups. And so it's kind of the best of both worlds. You can have things that are like, hey, this is universal. Then we'll drill down on my individual customer too. And that's good for the customer. There's a new security thing, like if Apple, say, releases a new security MDM profile option at WWDC this summer, and it's like, yeah, if I'm going to have an MSP, like, yeah, enable that for all your customers. Like, sounds great. Just make me more secure with a click of a button.
It's a one click.
Yeah. And it's everywhere. So it's awesome. Again, we're going to have a link to press release, and then we had an article about it on the site. But yeah, if you're an MSP, it's really, really a cool option. And if you're a customer service by an MSP, these are the kind of things you want. It makes your life easier. But Alcir, thanks for coming on the show. Congrats on the launch. I know it's really cool. Hey, and by the way, the MSP website's really nice. I love that graphic on the front of it. That was pretty cool. That was a nice graphic. So whoever did that graphic, kudos to them, because that was that's eye-catching.
So that was me, actually. And one day, maybe we can talk about how we create those graphics here. It's very different than other companies do, but it may be a topic for another day. So, Thank you for having me again.
Wait a minute. So you're the CEO, head of product, and clearly do graphics. Okay.
Yeah, I
think you kind of do a lot.
Probably I have a lot of time available.
Well, that's awesome. Well, again, we'll have a link in the show notes, and if you want to check it out, and we'll talk to everybody next time.